Ricky.
Hello.
So Ricky, did you read the message I sent you on AIM?
Yeah, I saw it because I'm trying to
say, I don't know if anyone here actually uses guest accounts still, but if they do, you probably
sure got quite removed it though.
A few those. Pretty much. Sure.
What?
Banning guest
accounts. Quite a few still use guest accounts. I'm just to know, is there a special reason that?
Hey, all the Guild Wars people.
Wargering? Just know.
Dumbasses on WoW.
I see. I presume something like that, but just to be sure.
All the Guild Wars people are complaining about getting banned constantly.
Were they?
Yeah, they keep coming in here randomly and asking me if I, like, have any power over the vent, and I'm like, no.
Oh, God. I figured that would screw them real good.
By the way, I'll eventually need an account for my second computer, the one that records for next
just
Friday.
Give me whatever pass you want and I can set it up, I think.
Yeah, I'll probably tell you tomorrow or after tomorrow, since I'm mostly preparing. I still need to get my hamburger upstairs. Be right back.
Get his bugger upstairs.
Bag left the server.
Only Ricky.
I love Ricky. Even when he makes sense, he doesn't make sense.
Well, you had to go back.
Very slow. It'll be like another 2 hours at least. Unless it like starts to speed up or not.
I think you're just broken, man.
I think the internet in my area is just flaky.
I'm sure Shaw is going to be getting a lot of phone calls for me.
I'll be especially pissed off if like works fine for you and it doesn't over here, because... Yeah.
Well, if it is broken, I am going to be bitching.
Because, as far as I know, my internet hasn't been touched yet. Yeah. Torrents in general just perform really badly.
That could very well be some setting. I don't know what you use.
UTorrent?
Settings-wise.
I don't know.
You gotta randomizing the port each time it starts?
Nope. I guess I'll turn that on.
Sometimes fix things.
Let's try restarting it.
I'm going to paste you a big screenshot of all my settings, and you can try that and see if that fixes anything.
What? Well, I have to think of a secondary attack for the fallen hero. Not
try
sure
connecting.
What. Doesn't flash when that window comes up anymore. The only thing that's really different was the global maximum number of connections, which I had at 300.
Maybe you're choking your internet, I don't know.
Choking it on Kai. I guess we'll find out. Hey, Wybod!
Hot.
Hey, Wybod!
Mm-hmm.
Ids? So, Ricky _ Frenchman. I don't see your bot in here.
Well, for that, I'll try to tell you maybe tomorrow morning, because now I'm about to start another game.
So I have to send an email to their billing and wait 3 days, or up to 3 days.
They're gonna be like so fucking far ahead of me.
You can always do it.
I could.
I have to wait for an email response.
Looking
I might
back
send
in
you an
Korean,
email response and steal your credit card information!
I gotta go tell my granny that we might be getting a phone call from Visa saying someone stole the credit card or something.
I'd run out your window with, like, your bag of credit cards and be like, hee-hee-hee-hee! Then fall 2 feet to my desk.
Yeah, it doesn't even try it anymore, it just simply denies it now. And I'm pretty sure you can't have internet and TV in a different house on the same account, would I be correct on that?
Usually no,
usually
it's not
no.
The case.
What? You can't. What are you talking about?
It's like, Granny wants to stay here until the end of the month, except we're moving out on the 11th.
Oh, you mean like in different places on the same account?
Pretty sure that doesn't work.
I don't think that'll work. Because you'll be getting TV at your other place, so you would technically be getting two TVs, so yeah.
Well, technically we'd just be getting internet, but yeah, I don't think you can do that.
I'm pretty sure you can't. I mean, you'd have to ask him, but I'm pretty sure that won't work.
The game is starting!
Are you singing, Ricky? Singing the French national anthem. The French national anthem consists of "We wear silly hats, we have silly mustaches," and they just repeat that over and over and over again.
We have silly hats, we have silly mustache, we have silly hats, we have silly mustache, we still have hats, we still have silly mustache, we still have silly hats, we still have silly mustache.
A blistering 75 gigabytes a second! Whenever I did the ViewTorrent, it didn't like it.
Oh god. Oh god. Oh god!
Oh god! Wait, why are you saying oh god for?
For no good reason at all!
Oh. A blistering 100 gigabytes a second! Oh my god, it'll be finished in 3 fucking hours! There was no direct download. None at all!
I can hear you downstairs.
Huh? What you talking about? Oh, are you talking about the fact that I'm ranting? Are you talking about the fact that I'm ranting it's going like a third the speed it used to be going? Like, it's crawling. And we have to think of some other time to pass these 2 or 3 hours it's gonna frickin' take!
Stop it for a second, maybe, and I can see how long it's gonna take me.
What? Isn't there a direct download?
They have a direct download, but I couldn't get it working, because their website's fine.
Oh, they do? I'm gonna try getting it work.
I'll send you the link.
Shit, what was my account?
Probably in the logs. I think he might have told me before.
Shit, I don't want to look through the logs. Oh my god, what was my account? Oh, wow, Sweaty Lenny 42 doesn't even fit. Whoa, did I guess it? Nope.
There's the direct line.
I forget my account. I think I just got to make a new one.
Wouldn't be anything lost anyway. Unless you played massively after. I don't know what you did.
No, I only got like level 5 or something. I'm gonna make a caster anyways, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna make what I was before.
Fuck, it's gonna take forever.
Maybe you could be like the melee or something and I could heal your ass.
Good. It's gonna take too long. Yeah. Alright. We'll see if either of them picks up. To make another fucking account, or maybe find lost password. That would probably be better as opposed to fucking.
How fast is
15 kilobytes a second?
That's even slower. Do you kill you, Torrent?
Yeah.
I think I'll just send you what I have.
It's like my internet's being really stupid. I could try resetting my modem.
Well, this will be 100-something regardless. It's gonna be slow, because a trillion doesn't like giant font.
Unable to find such an account. That's a good way to guess my account. You know what? I should just be able to check my email. Okay. Ah, that's the account. There we are. Okay, I'm on the website.
I found it.
Yeah, I forgot about that account name.
Well, I don't know what an ESC project is.
A what? I need to figure out. This will give me time to figure out a secondary attack for Fallen Hero. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but it could be a name. Or I could just not give a secondary attack, but. I think I'm actually gonna end up starting running short on weapon entries, as hilarious as it sounds. I'll just check what I have free. One is free here, two free. Of all of those, only two are free. That's free. That's free. That's not free. That's free. That's free. Nah, that's free. 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 Not usable. Not usable. Da 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 da. Corrosive acid is actually usable. I'm surprised I didn't take that. Floor trap weapons, I can use all those.
It's a free energy saving kit.
What?
Apparently I'm a householder.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's basically like the Ministry of Housing and Social Development teamed up with BC Hydro to offer like free energy saving stuff like CFLs, weather stripping, window insulator film, stuff like that. So we already got a bunch of those CFL light bulbs around the house.
Well.
Also, because the other things, like, burn out every other month.
Turn off lights when you leave the room.
You know that kills light bulb lifetime more than just leaving it on.
Not if you're just, like, going in it for, like, long amounts of time. I mean, like, not flick them on and off as you walk in.
Whisper bod! Whispering in the darkness where no one can hear him fapping behind someone's window.
But either way, though, our bathroom lights that are usually on, like, almost all the time, or get turned off rapidly by my brother, because he, like, likes having the hallway pitch black in the middle of the night, so you can kill yourself on boxes in the hallway. Those lights burn out, like, a lot. The ones in my room that don't turn off or on very often also burn out very rapidly. It seems like this house just doesn't like light bulbs half the time.
I've got three light bulbs in my room, and I think one of those is already blown out since we came here.
I just got three CFLs in my fan now, and they're still going good.
Blown, like, two night light bulbs out, because they get turned off every day. Now the one I have now is, like, fucking blinding, like, if you don't have it on, you're probably gonna end up running into something, but if you have it on, you're gonna run into something even more because you can't see anything because it's so goddamn bright. And you can't sleep.
That's one thing I'm curious about is, every time I went to your place, I slept a lot better than I did here.
Because it's colder? Your place is like a goddamn oven. It's a lot
really
colder.
Really have with being colder because the whole fact that I'm under a giant blanket anyways.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between like sleeping under a blanket and it being hot and then sleeping
what
under a blanket
to
and being cold.
So when my granny went over to my aunt's before for like the weekend, she even got a lot better sleep out there. I think the air's just got like really bad quality out here or something.
The air here is pretty bad because of the fucking sewage downstairs. That's what's making everyone sick.
I still find it funny that I got a mail regarding this thing. Because I'm not a householder, that's for sure. I know my dad got one, but he's also not a householder.
Well?
Unless the power's in our name, I have no idea.
Free weapon entries. There's a bunch of unused stuff here. I can use Tormentor missiles, two of the warp blades. I can even make the photon cannon and Valkyrizer use one weapon. I don't know why they have two anyways. Phase disruptor Daminoth isn't being used.
I'm not actually sure about that either. It's like the Valkyrizer has two as well.
Yeah. I guess there really isn't
an ATA laser.
There isn't. I guess there really isn't as much of a hard limit for weapons as I thought there was, but I still gotta be kind of careful because there's only like 15, 20 that I immediately can use, and if I use two for each unit, then that's like I can only add like 10 units. So
either way, you'd be able to like remove all the battlecruisers because there's like several of them. Like give it one weapon. And give the photon cannon one weapon.
Well, I'm using all the other battlecruisers already, so it would just be the one and the photon cannon. I can get two out of that. And the spells I'm not going to be using can also be turned into weapons. Like, consume and stuff.
What if the AI tried to use consume on its own unit?
Nope, the AI has never, ever, ever used consume. You'd have to research it anyways.
No,
seriously, AI has never used it.
It would be funny to like, just kill everything.
AI just run around. With StarCraft's AI, it'd probably like consume every unit it has.
They'd probably try to if it used it. That's probably why they don't. Yeah, it gets a little overzealous with it.
Probably. StarCraft's spell handling is really, really blunt. Hey, if I have Yamato gun, I'm just gonna target whatever the fuck with it. I don't care if it's all the way across the map behind a wall of turrets, it's gonna get Yamato. It's based solely on HP value, and that is it. I know because a very, very long time ago I made a map that gave Scourge like 200 health, and the Battlecruisers would try to Yamato Scourge that are about to ram into them.
It's really hilarious when you give any kind of thing that you know the AI is gonna cast with the Gathering.
Oh my god.
It's especially hilarious when you have High Templars and Carriers.
One of the things I'm going to add in AO is pretty a name. See if I can find the graphic. Remember how I said I was going to remove the Dark Archon?
Yeah.
Well, that's because AO's going to get him. The reason AOS is going to get him because the AI will cast Mind Control. I think you're seeing where I'm going with this. This guy is going to be an air unit. And he's going to have Mind Control and it's going to cost 10 energy.
What?
It's going to have like a 60 or 90 cooldown. So he won't be spamming it, but he'll just be standing there casting Mind Control. And if you don't kill him...
That's going to be happening. He's just... You just explained the whole dilemma with this, with the Battlecruiser. They're gonna send it into your base, and they're just gonna mind control something. Even if they die to do it, they're gonna mind control
something.
And if it's a worker, and you have, like, siege tanks or something, you're just gonna nuke all of your bloody workers. It's like the queen's running around parasiting everything. You so much as shoot at one of those things and they mind control you.
Oh, this is gonna be so nutty! You're not gonna be able to go anywhere without your six mic controlling your shit! And when I turn Parasite into Soul Weld and they stick it in the middle of your workers, oh god. Oh man, that's just gonna be cruel. Oh Jesus. Oh god. Oh man, it's gonna be so amazing. These things are gonna fuck with people so bad. I was going to make it a really big land unit, but then I saw this graphic and I thought, you know what, this gives me such an amazing idea, and I know that when I do it, someone's going to start sending me hate mail. Oh my god. Oh yeah, the Fallen Hero's projectile is so lethal. Like, with a base damage of 20, it will kill a command center when it floats over it. So I've reduced it to like 3, but I still know it's just going to maim anything it hangs over. I'll probably make it like 5 or something though, so you can't totally destroy it with upgrades. But basically, now I just need a secondary attack and then make the sequencing and then it's pretty much ready. After that, I'll probably do Malash next, because I don't know what a special attack he's going to have, but Meteor or Comet Shower should be really easy. What was I going to do? Or something else I was gonna do. Oh yeah, Duriel. I'm gonna get that guy to make a spike graphic for Duriel, and he's gonna have a cone of spikes that impales things. And as long as sprite overlays can actually inherit direction like I think they do, it should work. Otherwise it's not gonna look so great, but if it works, it'll look awesome. If it doesn't work, it'll still look pretty good. But Duriel's gonna like attack from a range and then use melee up close with a random chance for a frontal cone, since I don't want him to be able to attack air. After that, Zeus, he is going to have a psionic storm that expands over time. So it creates like a storm and then it's just gonna grow and grow and grow and grow. And yeah, it'll be like an expanding cloud of rape, along with his Fist of the Heavens thing that'll like just zap people. After that, I don't know what I'll do. Probably fix up the Thane and make that buildable and stuff like that.
Maybe figure out what I can do with Fly Hero, man.
That's a bit retarded. There's one of those razor mice that the packaging it comes in probably costs as much as the mouse does. Lol. Thanks.
In your butt?
In your butt?
In your butt's
butt. In your butt's butt's butt.
Food spot.
Why is he dead?
Hey.
It's always funny seeing people debating that having desync off is pointless.
It's pointless if it's like not known for screen tearing, if the engine's like decent. I don't really get screen tearing at all, so I never really have desync off.
In most of the games, like, I don't know what the hell they do differently, but some games just don't tear. Like, regardless of V-Sync or not, and then there's some that'll just tear all the shit if it's not on.
Yeah.
Because, like, World of Warcraft, I've never had V-Sync on. The game's probably running at, like, 200 FPS half the time, and I never got tearing, but Lineage 2, just running around, it tears all the time. But I don't know how you can't tell the difference between 60 and, like, 100, especially moving a camera around. That's one of the reasons I can't have V-Sync on in WoW, is when I want to spin the camera around, I want to do it now. So do you want to try that thing, Shotgun Sunrise?
You need to go download it again.
Again?
I, like, downloaded it, but I deleted it, because I thought they were, like, putting up a new fix for it, because I hadn't installed it. Cool. Fix the crashes completely, I guess. It's the newest version, and it's, like, really stiff. I, like, reinstalled Jedi Academy, because That's awesome. I'm like finding mods for it. I think I might do a let's play of it for like PI or something. Of course, like, since it's like from 2004, it's kind of long.
Yeah, because those two things pushed over a month, I have $411 to pay on the credit card.
Pardon? You like have what to do on a what?
$411 to pay on the credit card.
So basically, you have to go work the street.
Well, they did something retarded, like, the stuff I ordered from Japan, it billed on the 3rd, but it didn't actually, like, go on the thing until the 17th. Meanwhile, everything else is, like, at most 3 days, maybe 4. I might grab this Ubisoft Classic Pack. On Steam, it's Beyond Good and Evil, Dark Messiah, Far Cry, and some other game. It's like $10 for all 4 of them, which would normally be $40. Definitely gotta pay attention to Steam more with all the deals they have on there.
Yeah, they're like doing that.
Like I missed Oddworld, which is something I played before, and that was like really cheap. Know anything about Lost Planet?
People have mixed opinions on it. It's like Starship Troopers, but out in an ice world, kind of, and like not with a bunch of your dudes running around with. It's a good straight up third person shooter war.
It looks interesting, I just haven't really heard much about it.
It's like, I think it's part of the PS3, but they like fucked it up pretty big. And like.
Yeah, it's only like $20. This next one, I think it'd have like next to nothing on the credit card. Yeah, it would be great if the Requiem people there can resolve that billing problem. I figure it has something to do with it just being zip code and trying to put a postal code in there or some shit, I don't know. Yeah, that was one of the other semi-gay things, is that Fear 2 billed a couple days later than I thought it would. That added like another $83 to this month.
What was Fear 83?
$64.98 US. What? Oh yeah, right, the shipping, that's what it was. I was like, it's only $50. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's $15 to ship from eBay. And then the two HLJ things, I know what those are.
What'd you get from HLJ anyway? The Cosmos stuff?
Yeah, the big one in the episode 1 and 2 box. Yeah, the one that had the pink one. Funny thing is, I think they stopped carrying the big one. Or, what? This is weird. It doesn't show up if you search Xenosaga as a keyword. Everything else does. Yeah, it was those two things. And of course, because of exchange rate, one of them was 156 and the other was 130.
Oh Jesus, it's a lot.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been that much if it came out like a couple months earlier. Once again, my brother's trying to run the house. Yeah, that was predictable. Oh, I figured out what we were doing next month since I'm only gonna have like $50 after rent for groceries. Then right after I leave, my brother's like right in there saying, oh, he's supposed to be paying for $150. I don't know if he expects, like everyone else, to compensate for his kid now or what. He's certainly dreaming if he is. Every month I've been paying $100 for groceries, maybe a little extra for milk and stuff. And now my brother's all like, oh, he's supposed to be paying $150. Well, I know nothing's wrong with a credit card now, because Steam worked fine. I actually liked Beyond Good and Evil before, until it decided to explode and not work anymore.
It was quite interesting.
And now they have a second one coming out.
Yep. Which is surprising, considering the first one sold like nothing. Critical darling, but failed at sales.
And here Intel and Nvidia are throwing lawsuits around again.
At?
That's always funny.
At who?
Intel's trying to, like, cock-block Nvidia from using their new CPUs for the chipsets. and NVIDIA is countersuing them because they are trying to cock block them. All that's left is like AMD and NVIDIA suing one another. There's another Project Offset video, I don't know if you saw that.
I linked it to Masker. It's pretty cool. It's just like, well, actually the engine for making stuff is neat.
There's actually a video that shows how they made that scene.
You mean the Meteor one?
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about the, prefab thingy that they had.
Yeah, that thing Valve released is just funny to read.
The PDA from last year's GDC.
Whichever one it was you linked, man.
Yeah, linked that to my friend. Kojima actually did the keynote speech this year. It's up on Game Jailers if you want to watch that. It's actually pretty cool. He's like talking about the differences between like Western and Eastern developers.
Definitely a lot of differences. It's still really gay having to move. Of course, you know, most of my room is still like packed away in boxes from our last move. Because I knew we'd have to like get out of this house eventually, I didn't know when.
I thought you'd been here for like, or you've been there quite a while.
Yeah, we had to move out before and we were doing the whole foster parents thing, and then we like moved back here after that ended because they were like going to tear that house down we were at, even though it was really nice. And now they want to like, originally they're going to like tear this house and the church down and like build an old folks home, and now they're just selling the house to someone else, except we don't know what the hell's going on. So instead of waiting to see like that rare possibility that we might be able to just stay here or something, we're just moving. That on live thing's just hilarious.
Hilariously dumb.
So many technical issues with it, I don't see what the hell they're thinking now.
I'm assuming not at all.
Yeah, considering how strict some ISPs are, which is basically 90% of them having even harder bandwidth caps than most of them, you would chew up your bandwidth really fast streaming 780p or 1080p, like, for as long as you're going to be playing that game.
Basically.
And then there's the whole latency part. People know how gay it is to play with frame lag. And it's not like you can make a video predict what you just did, like, a couple seconds ahead or anything. You don't do that. You hear that? Pretty much Buddy's, like, being an ass again.
You woke up my cat.
Where have you been? You, like, went down a sewer chasing girl lollies and they got away and now you're, like, covered in feces.
That is a
pretty You're not answering the question. Abby's outside my door. Hear that.
What was I doing? Other than cleaning feces off of myself, you'd be surprised how greasy your sewers are. I'm covered in cat hair.
Did you see the thing that Left 4 Dead was coming out like next month or something?
Mm-hmm. I linked it to you, I think.
I think you linked me something else that didn't say what it was. It was like survival thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. Or are you talking about something else?
I don't remember where I read it. It said it was like coming out on the 16th or something.
21st, I think.
I don't remember.
What? What do you mean the path doesn't exist, you stupid Windows? Windows, another instance of Firefox is not running.